Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Neekin's here. Bob's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's forgotten more about how to put your best foot forward with customers than most people will ever know. He's the founder of WhizBang Training. He, along with his very smart, very beautiful, very long-suffering wife, Susan. And they're the co-authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's taught a lot of small business owners how to do that. And he's our good friend, Bob. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Bob, I was telling the audience that everybody thinks they've got a customer-focused culture in their business. Because who wouldn't want that, right? And we all say we love customers, and we do love them. But it's been astonishing to me to see how many people, how many small businesses especially, and large ones, don't have, in fact, a customer-centered culture, even though they think they do. What do you think?
Well, you know, so I would I think they don't understand what customer-focused culture really is. And I think that, they think it's an emotional act that, oh, I'm happy for my customers, therefore I'm customer-focused. But actually, it's a structural act. It's a process act. Because if you truly are customer-focused, it's not just about feeling good about your customers. You have to be the kind of leader so that everybody in your company feels the same way about culture, about your customers. And you have to do the things. You have to create the processes. You have to do the training. You have to do the work. You have to have the core values. You have to do all that, the hard, messy work that goes into making something great in order to have that culture. And most people either don't know how to do that work or choose not to do that.
Do you think part of the reason is because a lot of companies don't even realize they have a culture, that their culture is basically the default culture, whatever rolls out of their people they have without any kind of method or intention? It's just kind of whatever happens, which means it's probably pretty self-focused, self-referential, meaning focused more on the people inside the four walls instead of the customers outside the four walls. I think a lot of people don't even appreciate the concept of a culture. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And so, you're the small business advocate. So we're talking small businesses here. But just recently, so we have 2,500 people in our WhizBang Retailers Facebook group, right? It's all small retailers.
Right.
And so I'm writing a blog post on core values and culture. And I said, please tell me your core values. And only 5 people posted on that page. And 4 of them were members of our Platinum Mastermind group. So, you know, we all do that work together.
Right.
So the point is that I think that when most people get or start a small business or buy a small business, even if they buy a franchise, you know, they are immediately caught up in the work of making money. That's important work for a small business.
That's right.
But there's never that step back and work on your business, you know, because they're so busy working in their business.
Well, it's almost like they think that the money, which is that they need, obviously, is coming. They know it's coming from customers, but it's almost like they think, well, the customers are coming in today, so therefore they'll come in tomorrow. But they don't realize customer expectations are changing, and every day, and the culture has to keep up with that. I love the way you approach this with your community. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think there's two things. One, I just I don't even know where I heard this. Maybe I made it up. You know, I'm like you. I'm talking to people all the time. So, but loyalty is down and expectations are up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that needs to drive everything. And, you know, going back to your earlier point, you know, I don't think it's that conscious about I need to take care of my customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that they're you know, they're just doing business. This is what I see. Everybody's just doing
business. They act like it's 1950 and customers have two options in their life. So how would you give us a quick look at what a company that does not have a customer-centered focus, a customer-centered culture, what would that look like? What would be an example?
Well, like I said, there would be very, very little intention, you know. So everything, it would not be strategic. It would be very tactical, you know. So they come in the morning and they do one of two things. Either they wait for business or they try one thing and try another thing and try another thing and they try another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the relentless pursuit of bright and shining objects. and because they're not being thoughtful, they don't get the traction that they want. And that becomes frustrating. And when you're frustrated as a small business, you tend to find some place to put that frustration. And often that frustration is with customers. You know, get mad at their customers when something happens. And I'll give you a quick story. On our West Bank Facebook group, there was somebody who had a top 50 customer, and that person, it could be construed that they took advantage of her. She was very, very, very frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so I, as part of my job as the leader of that community, I backed her off and said, no, think about this. This is a top 50 customer. Don't be frustrated with them. Be honored that they're your customer. So.
Right.
When you ask, what is it? I'm not a friendly customer. I don't think there's any foresight. It's very short term. It's about the person that's in front of them, and that's what's important at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so you know, like the whole. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I met a lady one time who was complaining about a customer from hell. I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I got a customer from hell," and I said. There's no such thing. I said, if you have a customer from hell, that means you're not charging them enough. I said, you should charge them so much that if they pay you, they will then turn in front to the customer from heaven with all the same expectations. You know, there's no such thing. There's only a stupid business, no customers from hell.
Yeah.
WhizBankTraining.com, is that right, Bob?
Yeah, there's an open Wiz.
Wiz, W-H-I-Z, WhizBankTraining.com. Check it out. Bob Nagin and I will come right back after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.